Deborah LaBelle. She's on the other end of our line. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning.
There is a new report out as clergy and legal advocates call for some serious reform when it comes to Second Chance for Youth, which is in a partnership with the American Civil Liberties Union in Michigan. Tell us about this detailed report.
The report addresses Michigan's huge number of juveniles or youth who are sentenced to life without possibility of parole for crimes they committed before the age of 18. And Michigan is second in the country in the number of youth that they sentence in this manner, and actually second in the world, because the United States is the only country in the world that allows children to be sent to adult prisons for the rest of their lives.
Deborah LaBelle is with the ACLU Juvenile Life Without Parole Initiative. There's a lot of concerns about these youths coming back into society. We know that obviously they committed these crimes before they were adults, but there are many who believe that if you do the crime, you got to do the time. Respond to that, Deborah.
Well, you're right. One of the things people say is adult time for adult crime. And so one of the things this report looked at is, you know, what do adults who commit homicide, first-degree homicide, actually serve in this state? And many of us know that, you know, plea bargains are the way that our system works, so that the majority of people who are charged with crimes don't go to trial. They engage in pleas with prosecutors. Adults who do that, and that's the majority of them, they serve an average of 12.2 years in prison for homicide crimes. And compared to that, a youth serving life without possibility of parole, if you're talking adult time for adult crime, I think any of the people we work with, any of the 370 youths, that they would gladly serve 12.2 years.
When we talk about these youths, is there any data that can tell us how many of them could be saved through rehabilitation, through counseling, through other means?
Well, you know, there are many states in this country who don't have this sentence for youth, and the rest of the world has youth that are all saved and go out and rejoin society. We don't have in Michigan any different kids. We just have a very strange law that mandates that youth as young as 14 be treated automatically as a kid and no one looks at them ever again. So what we're calling on is for individualized review. And you have to remember, Tony, that almost over a third of these children didn't even commit a homicide. They were brought along by adults as lookouts or, you know, in the car. And so I think that while there may be some children who are so damaged that they may not be able to come out, what we're asking for is that you have to at least look. And we think the majority of them, once they've matured, that the crimes they committed were part of their youthful impulsiveness, part of their immaturity, part of their lack of understanding, part of their influence by adults in really bad environments. And so that once they mature and we look at them, I think that people will see that almost all of them can come out and rejoin society and contribute.
When should they be responsible for their own actions and making the decisions not to be involved in these activities?
Well, I think that we're not talking about them not being responsible, and we're asking not that they not be punished. I mean, you have to understand that the majority of adults that commit these crimes have an opportunity for release as well. But after 10 years, we're asking that these youth be looked at to see if they can come out, the ones who are serving it, and that the irredeemable sentence, the punishment of life without possibility of parole, be taken away for everyone under the age of 18, because that's where we draw the bright line here. We draw it in all sorts of ways in this state. We say kids aren't responsible enough to vote till they're 18. They can't get married without parental permission until they're 18. There are many things. They can't join the military without parental permission. And even, you know, you can't even legally consent to have sex before the age of 16, but at 14 they're saying you can go to prison for life as if you're an adult. So the line is 18.
Deborah, what do you tell victims when they don't support your efforts here?
Well, we do have a lot of family members of victims that do support this, who want fair punishment, just punishment, but do not want to see children go to an adult prison and die behind bars without ever being looked at again. For those that, you know, and that, frankly, for those of people who have contacted us, who have started out feeling that, you know, maybe the person should never see the light of day again, when this, we've had discussions, when they've looked at the child and the circumstances that they came from, almost all of them have said, you know, we want punishment, and we want some security, that, you know, they won't do that again, but we are not opposed to a parole board reviewing them to see if they can come out.
Deborah LaBelle is with the ACLU Juvenile Life Without Parole Initiative. They held a press conference a couple days ago talking about basic decency and examination of natural life sentences for Michigan's youth. For people who want more information, Deborah, where can they go?
They can go to the website, www.secondchancesforyouth.com, the report's on there. It's also on the ACLU of Michigan's website.
Thanks so much for your time, Deborah.
Okay.